In this video, I'm going to share with you one of the amazing techniques that I usually just reserve for my members, myofascial release, that will help to increase your range of motion, ease of movement, and flexibility for your hatha yoga practice. Yoga with Melissa is made possible because of the ongoing support of our members in our membership community. This month, our members are developing their practice with myofascial release with Fascia February. We have 8 brand new classes for our members for Fascia February that focus on all the joints of the body and are incredibly supportive for sore feet, ankles, knee pain, hip pain, rheumatoid arthritis, spine pain, back pain, sciatica, digestive issues, stress, anxiety, depression, pain in your hands and wrist joints, carpal tunnel syndrome, if you spend hours a day on keyboards and smartphones, poor circulation in your legs, elbows, frozen shoulders, spend a lot of time driving, stiff and painful shoulders, a stiff and painful neck, or if you experience tension headaches. In addition to those 8 new classes, we also have 4 and 6-week fascia plans if you're just starting out, if you have a chronic illness, if you have lower back pain or upper back pain. We also have classes using the soft foam roller, the slow-mo ball, and a soft squash ball, as well as classes combining all the props. In February, we will be supporting you in practicing your yoga every day, as always, in our daily yoga connection with myofascial release classes. To become a supporting member and to continue to make Yoga with Melissa available around the world, go to melissawest.com/membership. Okay, let's get started by resting back on your back to center and ground. The only prop you're going to need today is a bolster for Shavasana, if you like that. So lie back on your back and allow yourself to sink down into the ground. And as you're resting back here, just scan your body and notice the ease in your body. Notice your connection to the ground. Notice any points of tension or pain. And notice how breath is moving through your body. So we just want to say a few things as you're resting back here and sensing and feeling into your body about what myofascial release is and why we would want to practice myofascial release. So myo means muscle, and fascia refers to the network of connective tissues that surrounds and includes your muscle. And the fascial muscle tissues get misaligned due to trauma and injury, poor movement patterns, and emotional stress. So our fascia is a system of proprioception, and it's rich in nerve endings. So it creates a direct pathway for nerve signals to flow to and from your brain, which aids in your proprioception, your ability to sense where you are in space, your coordination, and your ability to control your movements. So when we affect our fascia, like we're going to in the class today, we create a neurophysiological response. The myofascial release that we do influences your nervous system. So because your fascia system is rich in nerve endings, the gentle pressure that we'll be placing on your fascia communicates that there's no longer need for tension in that area. So the myofascial release that we'll be doing creates a neurological response that gives you the opportunity to create more efficient movement patterns. So we're going to put the bolster off to the side here, and we're going to begin lying on our backs with our first pose, which will be knee to chest pose. And if you have back pain, you're going to start with your knees bent and feet flat on the floor. Otherwise, you could leave your legs out straight. And we're just going to check in with this movement pattern before we apply any myofascial release techniques. So we'll begin with the ascending colon, holding on behind the knee, especially if you have any knee issues, drawing your right knee into your chest. And when you do so, you would just want to feel for ease of movement, any tension in your body here, the range of motion through the hip joint here, and also the ease of breath here. And then you're going to release your right leg, and we're going to do the same thing with your left leg, holding on behind your knee, drawing your left leg into your chest, pressing now on your descending colon. This is excellent to improve elimination. So just again, feeling in for any pain or tension. So here I have a lot of tension on the front of my hip. I'm just noticing the range of motion, the ease of movement, and the breath here. So fascia connects your entire body, so we can pretty much apply a myofascial release anywhere in your body, and you'll most likely feel a difference in the range of motion through your hip joint and affecting a difference in the flexibility and the muscle tone and the ease of movement and the ability to breathe in this pose. So I chose, because this is a posture that helps with elimination, I wanted to do a myofascial release for your digestive system here. So we're going to start just by using your left hand over your right hand, and you're just going to use your fingers, and you're just going to circle on the fleshy part on the insides of your hip bones and below your rib cage. You're just going to circle in a clockwise motion, applying some pressure on your belly. So you can inhale as you come up, and then exhale as you come down. And then we're going to follow that same map around your belly, but you're going to do small circles with your fingers. Just moving up. Basically, you're moving around, moving up the ascending colon here in small circles. And then you're going across the transverse colon here at the top, just under your ribs. And then you're going down the descending colon. And pay attention to where you're feeling release in your body. So as I went down my descending colon, I just noticed a huge release in my low back. So you will experience releases in your body as you do this. So we're going to go again. You're going to keep doing these little circles. And you guys can do them right on your skin. You don't need to do it through your clothes. You're going to go up the ascending colon, across your transverse colon. Keep breathing. Pay attention to where you feel release. I'm also feeling a release in my shoulders now. So this is what I mean about our fascia. Our body is whole, and our fascial system is whole, so you can apply fascial release in one part of your body and feel it anywhere in your body. And we'll come back down to where we started. Okay, and then we're going to do the knee to chest pose again and just check in and feel the difference. Okay, so we're going to draw your right knee into your chest again, holding on behind your right knee, and we're just feeling for ease of motion, so much easier through that joint, also a lot more range of motion. My leg feels a lot closer to my chest. My breath feels smoother and easier. The whole side of my right, the right side of my back feels closer to the ground, and my right shoulder feels closer to the ground, even feeling more ease all the way up through the back of the right side of my neck, even the right side of my face. Okay, you're going to release your right leg down, and we'll check in and feel the difference on the left side now. So you're going to draw your left leg in. So the first time as I drew my left leg in, I had a lot of pain on the front of my left hip. There's still a little tiny bit of pain, but not like it was before. Just it's kind of faded into the background now. Also feeling more range of motion here, and the same sensations that I was feeling on the other side of the whole left side of my body, feeling more connection to the ground, more ease. I'm feeling the whole left side of my body as a unit more now, rather than parts. Can really feel the connection between the whole left leg and the top and my torso now. Okay, and then you're going to release that left leg to the ground, and we're just going to move on to some neck and shoulder releases, starting with a neck release here. So you're just going to stay lying on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. For the first part of this series, you could just take your feet a little bit wider and let your knees drop towards each other for just some ease in your low back, and so you don't have to grip your hips at all. And you're just going to inhale in the center. Exhale, roll your head to the right side. And you're just feeling in for range of motion, how far your ear goes to the ground here. Inhale, center. Exhale, roll to the other side. So how far your head rolls to the right and left sides, how close your ear is going to the ground, the ease of movement. The range of motion, any tension and pain, and how far that breath moves up into the upper chest and neck area too. Okay, so before we go on and add the shoulders, we're going to do a myofascial release for your neck. So you might want something folded to sit on for the neck release. So go ahead and sit up. Okay, for this one, you're going to probably need to sit on something. So I'm going to sit on my meditation cushion. And you're going to be applying some myofascial release to the back of your neck. So you're going to take your right hand and just lift your chin a little bit so you've got some slack, so you've got some loose tissue here. And then you're going to just use your hands, your thumb beside your hands, and you're going to grab that tissue. So lift, you've got some tissue, and then you're going to release, and you're going to just tuck your chin and lift and tuck your chin. So the movement here, it's the movement of your head that creates the massage. You don't actually have to move your hand. And then you're going to turn your head from side to side. And it's the same thing here. It's the movement of your head that moves the tissue under your hand. And then we'll do this using the other hand as well. So same thing, hand cupped, thumb beside your fingers. And you'll just create that little bit of slack of tissue in your neck by lifting your head slightly, grab the tissue, and then we'll tuck and lift. And then side to side. Great. And then we're going to come back down and just feel the difference in the range of motion of our neck. Okay, so you're lying on your back again, and you inhale in the center. Exhale, roll your head to the side. And so now my ear touches the ground, before it didn't. Inhale, center. Exhale, roll your head to the ground, and my ear touches the side here as well, and before it didn't. So much more range of motion, a much more fluid motion now too. Okay, come back to center. You're going to hold on to your elbows and just lift them right up off the ground to begin, and then sink them back down so they're really heavy on the ground. Inhale to the center. Exhale, you're going to glide your elbows and your head to one side. Inhale, center. Exhale, glide your elbows and head to the other side. Okay, so we're just feeling here for ease of movement across the shoulder girdle. Okay, and then we're going to come back up again and we're going to release the shoulders and we're going to come back down and finish this series and feel the difference in the movement in the shoulder joints here. Okay, for this one, you're probably going to need something to kneel on next to the wall. Or you know what, you guys can stand up for this one. You don't need to kneel, I'll just stay low. But you can stand up for this one. I'll just show you what we're going to do. You're going to take your thumb and you're going to place it underneath your collarbone and your fingers are going to be behind, and then your hand's going to go on the wall, and we're going to, and we need to go to the wall for this part. Some of you asked in the live show last week if you've got arthritis in your hands, how can we do this? And in our membership community, we use foam rollers and the balls, and then a massage therapist came up with those tools because to save their hands, actually, and so that they could treat themselves. So we do use those tools in the membership community if your hands are not able to do this. I just chose to use our hands for these classes because I assume that you guys wouldn't have the props yet, right? So yeah, we do use the props a lot, and also I use a lot of different techniques in our community, so I'm trying to save the goodies for the members. Okay, so I'm going to kneel. You guys are probably going to stand by the wall. So you've got your thumb forward, your fingertips back. And all we're going to do is, it's just kind of like a rolling motion forward, and you'll feel the fascia kind of fan out. It's almost like it starts at a tip and then it opens up almost like a triangle. You'll feel that happen underneath your thumb. And then I'm going to do that on the other side for my other shoulder as well. So I'll take my right hand this time and put my fingertips over my shoulder. Hand goes on the wall. And same kind of motion there. Just want to feel that tissue moving around underneath your thumb, splaying out. Okay, and then we're going to come back down and finish that series and see if there's not more range of motion and ease of motion through your shoulders for the rest of the series now. Okay, so holding on to the shoulders again, inhale here. Exhale, lower. Inhale, center. Exhale, lower. Inhale, center. So I'm noticing my neck's moving even more easily, and there's just more of a gliding motion through my shoulders. I'm really wishing I could do the upper back rehydration sequence that we do for in the membership community with a foam roller. That would just totally be the icing on the cake here. So that would totally make this happen, but this is good for now. And then bring your head in the center, and you're just going to take your elbows side to side. Yeah, these are just gliding now. And then head and elbows in opposite direction. Head and elbows same way. We're just going to add some sways with our hips to release our hips. And then head in the same direction as your legs. Okay, come back to center. You're going to cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh, and then you're going to draw your left leg into your chest. Just feel how great it feels through your shoulders and your neck now. And then we're going to go ahead and do the other side. So cross your left ankle over your top of your right thigh and draw your right leg in. So I decided not to do any myofascial release for your hips in this class. I had to leave something. I had to leave you guessing, leave you a little something in the membership community. So I left a little something behind. The members know. Yep. Okay, so from here, we're going to roll to our side and come up onto all fours for cat pose. Okay, we're coming up and we're going to do some cat pose now. So come onto your hands and knees and you're going to spread your fingers wide. You can also do this sitting in a chair if it's too much on your knees and your wrists. You can come down onto your forearms or come onto fists, whatever works best for you and your body today. You're going to exhale, round up through your back, and then you're going to inhale and arch through your back. And just feel for the ease of movement along your spine, the range of motion along your spine. And how well your breath is moving through your body here. Okay, now we're going to release the myofascia of the erector spinae using your hand again, your thumb. You're going to take your hand along beside the left side of your spine and you're going to push up along the outside of your spine, and then you're just going to sit back and then you'll feel the tissue moving underneath your thumb there. Then you come back on all fours and we're going to do just one side because I want you to feel the difference between the two sides. You're going to exhale, round up through your back. Can you feel the difference between the left and your right side here? Inhale, arch. Feel the difference between the tissue on the back and also feel it all the way through to your belly here too. Notice how that range of motion is affected all the way up through your shoulders and your neck. Down to your hips. More ease of motion. And feel how the left side feels longer and the right side feels shorter here, because we haven't affected the right side yet. Okay, so we're going to take the thumb on the right side and it's going to go on the right side of the spine and you're going to apply the pressure up on the right side of the spine. So you just take your thumb and you go along the right side of the spine and the pressure goes up, and then you're going to sit back and you'll feel the tissue moving underneath your thumb. If you have like a thick sweatshirt on or something, it's a good idea to reach under and just do it right on the skin. anticipate coming back to cat pose now that you've done both sides? We'll exhale round. Wow. Inhale, arch. Feel how much more range of motion you have through your spine. Okay, we're going to come into gate pose now. So you're going to turn sideways on your mat and you're going to take your right leg out long and take your arms up in the air. Exhale, side bend over your right leg and really feel into the range of motion that you have along the right side of your body here and how much you can breathe into the right side of your body. That would be your left side, by the way. Okay, then you're going to come down and you're going to stand on your knees, or you can sit in a chair, you can stand up, whatever is most comfortable for you. You're going to take your right hand, you're going to take it underneath your left armpit, and you're just coming in underneath that bony part of the shoulder blade. Thanks. With your thumb and down towards your nipple line. And then you're going to inhale, take your arm up and turn it towards the behind you. So towards the, just turn it behind you. And then you're going to lower down. So inhale up. Exhale, externally rotate, which is to turn it behind you. And feel the tissue moving underneath your thumb. And notice, feel the fascia of the whole body. So you want to see if you can feel some release. I'm feeling release down the side of my body, up into my jaw, into my hip, on my left side. Okay, and then we're going to come into gate pose again and just feel the difference along that left side of your body. So take your right leg out. Inhale, take your arms up and overhead. And I can already feel there's more length along that side of my body and side bend. Feel for more range of motion, ease of movement, and also if you can breathe into that side better. Okay, and then we'll check it out on the other side and do that subscapularis release on the other side as well. So this time you're going to take your left leg out to the side, even out your hips, and we're going to inhale, take our arms up and overhead, exhale and side bend, and just really feel into the myofascial along the whole right side of your body now. Feel the breath moving into this side of the body. And then we can come out of this pose and we'll do that whole subscapularis release again on this side. Same thing, you're gonna just put your hand as if you're gonna warm it underneath your arm. And basically your thumb comes underneath the bone here in this kind of divot and it points down towards the nipple line. And you inhale, take your arm up. Exhale, rotate your hand so it faces the wall behind you and then lower down. Inhale up. Exhale, rotate. And feel the tissue moving underneath your thumb. And also feel what's happening through your body. So I can feel a release in my neck, again in my jaw, down the right side of my body, down into my right hip. So just pay attention to how the fascial release is happening in your body too. Okay, and then we're gonna come into gate pose again and feel the difference. So this time you'll take your left leg out again. Inhale, take your arms overhead. So already more range of motion up through the whole right side of my body and side bending, more ease of motion. More breath into that side of my body now. And I've got some great ones with the foam roller for this area of your body, which tends to get, the fascia in this area tends to get really tight and dense, and fascial tissues should be really kind of organized, and they get disorganized because of misuse in this area, I would say, or maybe overuse, but this area mostly misuse because it just sits and doesn't get moved because of keyboarding and thumbing on smartphones. So it's really good that we stimulate the myofascia in these parts of the body where it just sits and get the tissues realigned. So I've got some great ones with a foam roller for that. Okay, we're gonna come into downward facing dog and feel downward facing dog. And then I've got some great myofascial release for you for this as well. So we're just sensing and feeling here, coming into downward facing dog, sensing and feeling our spine here, all the way up into our hands, the strength and integrity of our shoulders, hips, backs of the legs, the distance of our heels to the ground, feeling our breath, feeling how our head's hanging. Okay, and then you're gonna come down, and you can do this sitting in a chair as well. You're gonna come down, either sit in a chair, or you can sit on the ground, and you're gonna cross your right leg over your left leg. And we're gonna do some plantar fascia, myofascial release. Okay, so here you're going to be doing some plantar myofascial release using your thumbs on the bottom of your feet. So just starting behind the big toes, you're just going to circle. We're doing the right foot first. And you're just creating circles with your thumbs, and we're moving from the top of your foot down to the bottom of your foot. Releasing the plantar fascia. And pay attention to how this is feeling through the rest of your body. So notice any releases in your knees, your hips, up through your head. So your entire body is mapped out through the bottom of your foot. So you'll most likely be feeling releases through your whole body. And then we're going to do the elevators. So your thumbs are going to go back and forth up to the back, to the top of your foot. And go back down to the bottom. So I'm feeling a release in my hip joint now here. And I learned these techniques from my friend Rachel Richards, who's been a guest on my channel. She offers great myofascial release on her channel. She's a massage therapist. And then we're going to break the popsicle. Okay, and then after doing this one side, we're going to come back into downward facing dog and just feel the difference between the side having released one side and not having released the other side. Okay, so let's come back into downward facing dog. And just feel the difference between the right and left side of the body. And you can see how my right heel is closer to the ground. It feels like there's more mobility through. You can see how open, you can just see that my, just look at the difference between my right and left knee. So there's more openness and flexibility through the back of my right leg. So my whole right side of my body just feels longer. And it has more ease. And I can feel that release all the way up into my face. Okay, let's go ahead and release your left foot now. So we'll do that same myofascial release on the bottom of your left foot now, starting with the circles behind the toes of your feet. Working your way down to the heel of your foot. And pay attention because the fascia it makes our body whole. It connects our whole body. We're not made up of parts, we're whole. So pay attention to where else you're feeling this in your body. I'm feeling it release my hip, my left shoulder, my left jaw. And then we're gonna do those elevators. Sliding doors. And back. And break the popsicle. And then we'll come back into downward facing dog and feel the difference now that you've released both sides. Okay, back into downward facing dog to feel out the difference here. So now you can see in my body and feel in your own body, my heels are more even, the backs of my knees are both open, and the left side of my body feels a lot longer. Okay, look forward at the space between your hands, and you're going to make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do some back bends, some chest openers. So we're going to begin with some angel arms. So you're just going to exhale round, maybe take your feet hip width apart, and inhale open. And exhale round, and inhale open. Exhale round, and just feel your range of motion here, particularly in the chest, how far you can open. Okay, now we're going to do that pec release again for your chest. So you can feel, we'll do it on one side and you can feel the difference once what happens after you do that fascial release for your pec minor. So the way that worked is you just place your thumb below your collarbone here and you point it down and towards the nipple line, and then we'll do that rolling motion using the wall. So come and stand by the wall on the right side, and you're just going to roll in, feeling the fascia spread underneath your thumb. So the research shows that the release that you get from myofascial release, it's temporary. That's why you have to go to the massage therapist more than once. And the best thing to do is to apply a myofascial release. And then, because it's a neurophysiological response, it tells your brain that something's happened. And you can cement this neurophysiological response in by then doing a movement after. So if you do a movement and your body says, oh, I can go further, move more, have more and more range of motion, then when you do that movement again, hopefully you'll have that range of motion, that more range of motion in the pose, in the movement again next time. So you're creating these new neural pathways, these new responses in your brain by doing these movements. That's the important thing. By doing the movement first, feeling it, doing this, and then you do it again, then you create this new neurological response for your body. Okay, so let's do it again and feel the difference. Feel, see the difference. You can actually see the difference on the right and left side. So let's even you out and do the left side as well. So you've got the left thumb coming just below that bony part there, below the collarbone and in the divot, and it's going to point down and in towards the nipple line, and then you're just going to roll forward and feeling the tissue moving, splaying underneath your thumb. Okay, so now we do the movement again. And you've got way more range of motion. So now your brain gets to register, oh, when I do this movement, I can have way more range of motion in this movement. And that gets to be a new neural pathway that gets created in your brain. So that's why we do it. That's what the research shows. That's why I'm teaching you this way. That's the research that I've done. It's the most up-to-date research from early 2019, late 2018 that I've done for you. Okay, and these muscles tend to be short, 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 tight, tight, tight. And because we just do this all the time, right? So it's really important to open them up. Okay, so let's come into dancer pose. So you're going to stand on your left leg. You're going to hold the inside of your right foot, thumb on the big toe, extend your left arm, inhale. Exhale, reach back. And this should be nice and fluid and open because of what we've just been practicing. You can hold on to a chair or a wall. And you can just feel how fluid and open and easy that is. It just feels really like that. Okay, let's go ahead and do the other side. So you're going to stand on your right leg now. Hold on the inside of your left foot. And normally, even that motion, just for me, because of I've had frozen shoulder in this arm, is difficult, just holding on to the inside of my foot. So the fact that I can do that is a huge gain for me. We're going to inhale, exhale, you're going to extend this leg. And again, the ease of movement here is just, I can just really feel there's just a really hydrated, kind of, I want to say gooey, it just feels gooey, like it's going to move so nicely here. Okay, and then we're going to release that down again. We're going to come back into downward facing dog. We're going to make our way down for a seated twist. So how about we just take a nice deep breath in. Exhale, fold forward. Come into downward facing dog. And then you bend your knees and we'll come to a seated position with your legs out long in front of you. Okay, for this seated twist, you're going to bend your right leg, cross it over your left leg, sit up nice and tall, wrap your left arm around your right leg and turn towards it. And I want you to feel here for the ease of movement, the ability to rotate, the ability to breathe, particularly feel here where the belly comes towards the right leg. And then you're going to come back to the center, extend your right leg, bend your left leg, cross your left leg over your right leg, lift up nice and tall, wrap your left arm around your right leg and turn towards it. And again, you're feeling for the ease through your spine to be able to rotate. The way that your belly is able to rest against your left leg and how easily you're able to breathe. So I want to show you how your fascia system is a whole, and if you affect one part of your fascia, it's going to affect all of it. So instead of going right for your erector spinae here, because this is a spinal twist, I want to show you how if we release the fascia on your belly, is going to affect your spine. It's going to affect the ability for you to twist here, okay? Because, twists are great for your digestive system. Also, particularly when we did the massage for your digestive system the first time, I felt a real release in my back. So I want to show you how we could even probably do the myofascial release for your feet here, and you would still experience a deepening of the twist. So we're going to do the myofascial release for your belly, and then we'll do the twist again. So you're just going to lie back. And we'll do that massage for your belly. So same thing, you're just going to circle. Big circles between your hip bones, below your rib cage. Just let your the fascia of the abdominal wall soften and relax underneath your fingers. And notice and feel how your spine is releasing, how your low back is releasing, maybe your shoulders, the back of your neck. You can do this right on your flesh. You don't have to do it through your clothes. Okay, and then we're going to do the little circles following the same trajectory here. Relax the fascia underneath your hands. You've got gurgling noises. That's good. Whenever I give my daughter a massage, I always say, that's applause for your masseuse. It means you're doing a good job. Let the tissue relax under your fingers. Feel how your buttocks is letting go too. Okay, and we'll just do one more big circle. Then we're going to come up and feel that twist again, okay? So bend your knees, roll to your side. You're going to sit with your legs out long in front of you. And first of all, just notice how sitting is even easier. Bend your right leg in, cross your right leg over your left leg, wrap your left arm around your right leg and turn towards it. And notice if for you there's more freedom of movement in your spine, if your belly is resting more easily against your right leg, and if you can breathe more easily in your twist. And then come back to center, extend your right leg out, bend your left leg in, cross your left leg over your right leg, wrap your right arm around it and turn towards it. So for me, there's so much ease, more ease all the way through my spine. My belly is just resting more easily against my leg. And there's just so much more ease through my whole body and also through the glutes, which were a little tight before as well. And I can breathe with more ease. Okay, and then you're going to come back to the center and you're going to lie down on your back for Shavasana. Nice idea to have a bolster underneath your knees for this as well. So at the end of the class here, just notice if your body has a greater sense of ease throughout, less tension and pain. If you're able to breathe more throughout your whole body. Also, just notice if your body's letting go and resting into the earth with greater ease now. Notice if there's more movement in your body as you breathe. So the sense that I get is like the bones are sinking down through the tissues more now. Especially on the exhale. So you can continue to rest back here in Shavasana to receive and integrate your practice. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem here. Hey, I have a poem for you here by Philip Kevin Paul. He's a local poet right here on the island. I was introduced to him by one of my poet friends in my poetry group that I go to. And I chose this poem because to me, it speaks to the kind of feeling that I get at the end of Shavasana. To me, it's kind of a Shavasana poem. Walking on your heels down the hill after a 7-day fast, your thoughts are thrown about by the sounds of two streams you are walking in between. Nothing seems your own. Your weakened body belongs to the earth. Your weakened body belongs to the earth. Your feet being tossed downhill. Your thoughts go where they want to. Your thoughts go where they want to, or enter from dawn's push upstream, where the water gives itself in rolling heaves and hushed strands under the willows. Where the water gives itself in rolling heaves and hushed strands under the willows. When one stream runs harder than the other, you feel you are walking close to a shivering wall, with something at its foot being smoothly borne. With something at its foot being smoothly borne, the other stream. Your solitary instruction enters where both streams are calm. Start walking. Your solitary instruction enters where both streams are calm. Start walking. You are alone now. How is the quiet teaching you? You are alone now. How is the quiet teaching you? We don't even get to take our faces with us when our short visit here ends. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. You can wiggle your fingers and toes, bend your knees, roll to your side and start to make your way up to seated. And we'll close out our practice by gathering the fruits of our practice first into ourselves, and then we'll offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you made it all the way to the end of this class, give yourself a thumbs up and put the results of myofascial release in combination with Hatha Yoga are incredible. Just put "this is incredible" in the comments. I just get amazed by it myself every time. I feel so good at the end of a class like this. I think it's amazing. And, you know, it is, I think, quite unique. I don't know anybody else in the yoga world that is teaching like this. So do share it with other people in your socials on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, wherever you are, because that really helps us get the word out and help other people like you be able to find us. I want to thank Siebe from Belgium, Anise, and Gabriella for your donations. Thank you so much. And if you would like a PDF of my favorite props and how to get them in a 10-week series of videos that I haven't shared anywhere else on the web, then you can go to melissawest.com/props. We'd love to have you join us for Fascia February. As I mentioned, I've just put 8 new classes in our membership community using the balls and the foam rollers for all the joints of the body. It's absolutely incredible, especially as you age. Those joints get more, they dry up and they get more stiff. And particularly a lot of the upper ones for the wrists, elbows, and shoulders and neck. Stuff in there you guys have never seen before. And also great for things like frozen shoulder, which I know many of you had too. Great for tension headaches too, which I know many people who follow my classes, I tend to attract people with headaches because I get them too. So fabulous stuff in there for that. Some really great little magic tricks I've never shown anywhere else before yet. So definitely check those out. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forests. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.